Picture this. It's a Saturday night, and through the woods, you hear this. Naturally, you call the police. Concerned that a neighbor is in need of help.
No, no, I'm not.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
Nope.
No, you know what I do? I turn the TV up.
Yeah, that's it.
Nope, took care of that noise. Have you heard that noise lately? Nope.
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 Sure haven't.
You know what? Shit'll take care of itself if you don't get involved.
Someone else who cares a lot more than me will call the cops on this. Yeah, fucking beat her ass. Would she burn the potatoes? I don't give a shit. Fucking give her the business there, Tom, or whatever your fucking name is.
Sounds like it's a Valencia orange bag night for you, lady.
Oh, you beat him with a bag of Valencia oranges.
It's after 8:30.
Listen, man, I'm not meddling. I'm not getting
involved. No, not in this day and age.
No.
No, no way.
Because that's good parenting. Right, Bing Crosby?
That's right, Peter. And if your kids give you any lip, you can beat them with a sack of sweet Valencia oranges. They won't leave a bruise, and they'll let them know who's boss. There's no doubt about it.
That doesn't sound right.
Are you giving me lip, boy? Because I'll take this belt off and put the smack down on you. Is that what you want?
Ow! Hey,
take one of those.
Hey,
huh?
Ow! Knock it off!
How about that, huh?
Get away from me, you dead crooner!
Get away from me, you dead crooner!
You dead crooner!
Concerned that a neighbor is in need of help.
Nope.
No.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No. I figured she lipped off one time too many, and that was the end of the gimmick.
Grown adults, they can handle their own business.
I want to say it was after 8:30. We were just sitting there, you know, watching Netflix, and somebody...
We were just sitting in the living room with the windows open, waiting to hear noises from the neighbors so we could get involved.
All of a sudden, there was a very loud bang on the door. But when local police tracked the mysterious noise by following the train tracks, what they found wasn't...
What the fuck is... What is this, Appalachia? How do they... What is happening in this town?
What is Appalachia?
Fucking did J.D. Vance grow up in this town? What the fuck is happening here?
A woman screaming or anyone in danger at all. He went out, and then I kind of peeked out the window, saw him talking to a sheriff, and I didn't think anything of it.
Sheriff, about his duties to the camp, huh?
And he came back in a few minutes later, kind of smiling a little bit, and I was like, what's going on? And he goes, it's Simon.
Simon, of course, is the Haas's one-year-old Nigerian dwarf goat.
It's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It's busy with traffic, but it's quiet, except for us.
Shut up, Simon! Go to fucking bed!
To be fair.
That's fucking hilarious.
Any woman after about 100 words in a row sounds just like that. So I totally get it.
Should have named that thing Dino.
Shut up, darling. Shut your mouth. What are you complaining about now? Blah, blah, blah. Do you have a dick to suck or a cake to make or something? Beat it.
Literally.
Let me go on with my life.
The cake and the dick.
Sitting around watching Netflix.
I know how to make it.
In their fucking shanty house.
Well, I was just going out back to check the still one night.
Yeah.
Heard the neighbor's goat screaming.
I got the plastic shower curtain tied back so they can get a breeze through the fucking hovel they live in.
Well, I was just putting up the tarp for the night.
Yeah.
Keep the rain out.
It was the dark one to keep the sun from getting too hot in the morning in the house. Next thing you know, Simon's giving him the business. What the fuck are we doing? Goddamn screen door, McGillicuddy, how do you beat it?
Go be quiet. So he gets everything he needs, food, love, all of the things. He's just got a lot to say.
Simon became the
buddy. I can name three women right now off the top of my head. Sound just like that to me.
Talk of the town after the couple posted about the run-in on Facebook.
There was a lot of laughing, and, you know, a few people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm glad it ended the way it did. It wasn't anything serious.
There's a lot of laughing, a lot of people praying for a tornado. I'm on fire today.
Shut the fuck up. fuck up, Simon.
Oh, this is going to hurt when we go to 2 shows a month next year. You know, I can't find out who Lillian Feinstein is. Just school. Oh, well. But it's 5:52. We're out of here before 6 o'clock for once.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah. You believe that? It's beautiful. Oh, boy. Well,
yeah, who the fuck is Lillian Feinstein?
I don't know. She got a school named after her, though. That's all I know. Oh, boy.
Well, let's see.
Anything else we want to cover before we beat feet out of here?
Lillian Feinstein.
Feinstein, goddamn.
An American impressionist and modern artist whose work has been offered at auction. Aren't most artists' works offered at auction?
But is this the same gal that the school's named after? That's just it. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Who fucking cares? Another fucking liberal sucking fuck.
It's always some dumb, obscure socialist who jerks off to Walden and who gives a shit.
I jerks off to Walden.
Kiss my ass, hippie idiot.
And the breeze blew through the trees.
Stupid Thoreau, kiss my ass. Get a job, Karl Marx.
You go Thoreau to dick.
And that's the thing. We're the only podcast in America this week talking shit about Henry David Thoreau, and it's about fucking time.
Why don't you go Thoreau to dick?
We heard you.
Yeah.
That's it. Robert Redford died. I saw a thing on Twitter today where it was like, well, Robert Redford was nice enough to narrate our Thoreau documentary coming out next year, and I'm like, I'm sleeping watching this 35-second clip. I'm asleep. I'm fucking about that dummy.
Fucking 90 years old or 89, almost 90. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, 89, huh? I mean, if it could happen to him, it could happen to anybody. You
yeah,
know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Robert Redford's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's old. That's it.
Yeah.
90.
Yeah. That's
check out. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
baby. I mean, except for fucking Dick Van Dyke, who's somehow miraculously still fucking hanging around.
Thanks for the sour persimmons, cousin.
Yeah, but he had to cancel some appearance recently because he got sick.
Who did? Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Drop dead, stupid.
Buddy, like 6 months ago, he's tap dancing down a red carpet somewhere. He's 115 years old. He's amazing.
Oh, Rob.
What? Mary Tyler Moore.
Take a young Mary Tyler Moore for a ride?
Oh, huh? For a ride.
You imagine what that bush was like.
I'd have fought a motherfucker over that girl in fucking 1963. Holy shit. Yeah,
What about Rose Marie? Would you take a 1963 Rose Marie?
No.
But Maury Amsterdam, yeah?
Well, who wouldn't? That's what I say. I mean, Mary Tyler Moore in 60, you know, that early 60s. Even in the early days of the Mary Tyler Moore show, it was still happening.
Yeah, still fresh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But that bush, buddy, was...
Oh, you know, it was fucking...
From, like, navel to fucking kneecap, that bush, it was out of control. Oh,
Fuck it, overgrown.
Buddy, the first time
goes to trim it one day and finds a fucking Aztec fucking temple.
Is it fucking Tarzan swinging around? Beat it, shave your pussy, dummy. But like in the late 80s, the first time I saw a girl trim that disaster down, I lost my mind. Oh,
I trim that thing up, Machu Picchu.
I want a scorched earth pussy. I want that thing bare like Gaza. I want it wiped out. And I want even a hint of a fucking hair in there.
What, 1945 Berlin?
Buddy, I'm talking about, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got to be.
Scorched earth pussy. That could be a show.
That might be it, too.
Fuck, that's funny. God damn it. I want a scorched earth.
Scorched pussy. Earth pussy, Daddy-O. That's what I'm, I need that thing like a hardwood floor. Bare, man.
Fucking cue ball.
I'm talking hairless. I want it like my chicken. Hairless, flavorless, and white. Teach your kids about bald pussy. Don't fucking give them the propaganda of the hair. No, fuck it. No, you don't need it. No. You're not a caveman. You're not trying to protect yourself from the. We have pants now.
Yeah, we
shoes and socks. Right. You don't need it. Take a flamethrower to that fucking tuna trap.
Fucking petri dish breeding ground.
Exactly. Well, as we get near the end of the season here, and we'll keep track of this as we go on, but as we get near the end of the season here, Team Brian on the Deadpool has taken an insurmountable 4-1 lead.
Yep.
June Lockhart died.
About fucking time.
She was 100.
God damn.
It's not a. I mean, Jeff's got some true dinosaurs on his list, so it's not impossible that two or three of them drop off right away.
Yeah, but
in the general flow of the world, that's 4-1 is pretty tough.
And you know, people always get stressed out around the holidays, so those old timers, they'll start.
Hey,
yeah,
you sons of bitches. Yeah, but fucking, I mean, what's on the list I sent you? Fucking like you got some true.
Well,
dinosaurs.
Dick Van Dyke still can't. Well, but we both got him, don't we?
Yeah, he's on my list, too.
Yeah.
Where is it? Malt Fizmy. Let's see. Malt Fizmy. Alan Greenspan's 150. Noah Chomsky. Clint Eastwood, Dick Van Dyke, Mitch McConnell. Any day now, buddy. I'm McConnell.
Are those mine?
Yes.
Yeah, McConnell's got to go.
Any day. Yeah, he just fell down again the other day,
didn't
he?
Really?
Yes.
Fucking numbskull.
David Attenborough. William Shatner.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, Attenborough's what, 97?
Shatner, Trump, and Mel Brooks, but we've got Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke in common yet. But anyway, June Lockhart died, and then I saw the article about how I think it was Variety, maybe? Lockhart became known for her performances as Timmy's foster mother. Did you know she was a foster mother on that show?
I did not know that. What, on Lassie?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On the CBS series Lassie from 58 to 64, she took over from Cloris Leachman.
Oh, Jesus.
As the Martin family moved on to the famous Colley's Farm and became foster parents to both the orphan Timmy and Lassie. Did they kill off Timmy's parents?
Or, I mean, I guess the other possibility is his parents were black. Fair enough.
I mean, when you're right, you're right. What? What does that even mean?
What?
What?
Well, tonight, the entertainment world is remembering legendary actress June Lockhart. She died Thursday at the age of 100.
Lockhart is one of those unique
she's dead.
Who has not one, but two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. One for film, another for television. Our entertainment guru, George Pinocchio, takes a look back at her life.
Entertainment guru?
George Pinocchio?
The George Pinocchio.
Wow. Career.
We're going to get a line to you by rocket gun.
June Lockhart was the leading lady of the 1960s series Lost in Space, part of the Robinson family.
Lost in Space! Hey, did you ever watch the reboot of that with the gal from Deadwood?
You know what? I think I think I actually watched the pilot or whatever. Pilot.
What's
and it, was that Molly Parker?
Molly Parker.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
You know what? I think I actually did watch the pilot. It wasn't that bad.
I'd still drain
you
my.
Still would,
I would still drain my balls against it. Yes, I would, sir. Yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
She's in that show on Fox.
The doctor
that
show,
I
doc
know
or
is,
whatever.
That I know is dog shit.
Oh, you know it's garbage. It's got to be.
But I want good things for her, so I'm like, I hope it's, you know what I mean? Like, just.
Yeah. You always got to root for those Deadwood
stars.
Oh,
yeah.
I say Deadwood stars. How about just all the actors in that show that were ever on there? If I saw Shaughnessy on something, I'd fucking be rooting for him for no disarray.
How much disarray? No fucking disarray. But you almost had brains on your walls.
In space because of Earth's serious overpopulation.
But they were really worried about that back then, Earth's serious overpopulation.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what they were fucking worried about back then.
Ehrlich and the population bomb and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, God.
Planned as they're lost in space for three seasons. Back in 1997, June told me she remained devoted to NASA.
I go down to Houston a lot and hang out with the astronauts. Oh, and do you know that nearly everyone that I meet, including biophysicists and medicine, people in medicine down there and people working at the pool, and they all say, oh, watching Lost in Space made me know what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Oh, I think that's a very nice thing to say to an old woman, but I don't think that's true.
Lockhart was a child. She was acting. She made her big screen debut.
You know, despite your show, I got into this fucking field anyway. Yeah. That, cunt.
That faggy kid-touching doctor, that spazzy robot, fuck off.
Danger, danger.
Danger. Kid-toucher, kid-toucher.
You go fucking wave your goddamn dryer vent tube somewhere else, stupid.
You fucking beat it.
You got some clothes to fucking dry or something? Hey, Maytag, fucking beat it.
Maytag. Fucking, that's
King
so
Rock's
great.
Whirlpool.
I get some fucking lint out of your trap. Beat it.
The fucking lint out of your ears. Go make me a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, really?
You're so fucking smart, you goddamn robot. Fucking robot my ass. You're a goddamn food processor. Shut the fuck up.
Really. You fucking kick rocks. Try some clothes. Beat it.
Being one of the Cratchit kids in a film based on Charles Dickens' famous novel. Yes. Her real-life parents, Jean and Kathleen Lockhart, played her parents in this 1938 classic.
Well,
what a versatile acting family there.
It doesn't have to be good to be a classic, and that's something that is a talk radio guy who used to be out of Chicago named Kevin Matthews. He just doesn't have to be good to be a classic.
She appeared in Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland.
Yes. They're both fag hags. Meet me in St. Louis. Meet me at the Blue Boy Bar and Grill. What?
Thank you. How considerate.
Dozens of roles would follow, including moments on several TV westerns. And then came Lassie. Lockhart starred in more than 200 episodes of this long-running series about a family.
And came Lassie.
You know, you'd figure after the second episode, they'd have fucking capped the wells in that town. You know what I mean? Or the fucking the old gold mines or whatever.
God,
that
damn kid's down
that
a
dumb
fucking
kid
well
kept
again.
Falling into.
Somebody go get baby Jessica, will you? God, Jesus.
Well, you know, I tell you, you get a DGO radio, you're getting into the oldest possible references.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah. Wow. Nothing. Nothing before the or after the 21st century. No way.
No way.
Fuck them.
Remarkable collie.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Jesus.
Where's my peanut butter? Lick my trout box, Lassie.
I said crunchy kind.
Oh.
Ruh-roh.
Don't forget the stuff in my fold. Where the clit is, right here, Lassie.
Big dollop of peanut butter there.
Oh, yes. Half of a fucking...
Half a jar.
Half a jar of Jif right there. yes. You're a dog. You're like, this peanut butter rules. You don't know there's fucking pussy at the back end of that. You're just having a snack, you know? Poor dog. Poor Lassie. God
peanut
damn.
Peanut butter flavored tuna is the best.
God damn. Hair, too. All that fucking hair back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
At least have the decency, if you're going to let your dog eat your box, at least have the decency to fucking shave that thing.
Yes, please be a decent person and shave before you let the animals lick. Jesus
look,
Christ.
Look, you're bypassing the important point of this.
Yeah, I guess I am, ain't I?
Shave that trout farm is what I'm telling you, folks. You can't let your dog eat a fucking hairy box. That's not fair.
Shave the Black Forest first, please.
God bless it.
You just said, shave the Black Forest before you go himmlering around in there.
Fucking himmlering. I don't want my scalps.
She she left Lassie is when Lockhart found herself lost in space and suspended in midair for the cover of TV Guide.
And I said, get me down!
Next stop.
She had her in the air.
Get me down! Shut the fuck up.
Junction. She joined the sitcom as a female doctor who moves to practice medicine.
Female doctors unheard of.
Jesus Christ, that show was way ahead of its time.
Fucking Petticoat Junction. Those, that was the one with the three sisters, right?
Yeah.
All three of them were piece of ass. Without fucking exception. Pieces of ass. Man, were they something.
Herville.
Here's our lady MD. She's as pretty as can be at the junction.
As the years passed, Lockhart never really stopped working. She periodically popped up on the daytime drama General Hospital. She even did some animation, including The Critic.
Miss Lockhart, why did you agree to marry Duke Phillips?
Because he agreed to bring everybody back who was lost in space, even Dr. Smith.
George Pinocchio, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Just got a picture of the three sisters. Can you make that big? I cannot see. Oh, yeah. Come on. Tell me. You fuck all three of those girls. The one on the left, though, is the piece of ass right there. I don't know who that is. Who's the girl on the left, does it say?
Yeah, left to right, Pat Woodall.
Pat Woodall was the way there in this picture. She
played
is,
Bobby Joe.
Yeah, she did.
It was Bobby Joe, Billy Joe, and Betty Joe.
I'd like to Bobby her Joe. Yeah, those girls were all right. You watch some of the episodes of that, which I don't, but my fucking father has it on once in a while, and man.
Seems to me like I remember my sister liking to watch that show.
Yes. So it's a long time ago. Anyway, Team TGO takes a commanding 4-1 lead at the Deadpool. Earlier this year, we talked about Prince Andrew a little bit.
We did.
You know, sounds like your boy is up against his own gimmick there.
Yeah, he got kicked out of the family.
Good evening, I'm Maurice Dubois. John Dickerson is on assignment. It just keeps getting worse for Andrew. Can't call him Prince Andrew anymore. His big brother, the King, stripped him of his titles today.
Okay.
Which also included Earl of Inverness and Knight of the Order of the Garter.
Well, I think that was his problem.
That might have been a, yeah.
Some garters were his issue.
Sirloin of beef.
Great Bugs Bunny
yes. Sirloin of beef.
Bam! He just keeps hitting him with the fucking malice or whatever
that
it was.
Scepter he scepter. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, sirloin of beef. That's what it is. Hang on. Sir Earl of Sandwich.
Presenting his most royal majesty, the King.
The King, your majesty.
Sheriff of Nottingham, in gratitude for your faithful service, I shall knight thee.
Your most gracious majesty.
In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh, duke of magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind.
You are too kind.
You are too kind, your majesty.
All right, milk of magnesia.
Clove of... Arise, sirloin of...
Sirloin of beef. Oh, that's a fucking classic. Shit. Jesus.
Of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh. Magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind, your majesty.
Sounds like
lots of stamina.
Sounds like he's right in the click on that
the
one.
The fucking click.
One little bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. One little bridge is falling down.
Plug's just making a cake.
One little bridge is falling down.
Face plants right in it, doesn't he?
Arise, sirloin of beef.
Oh, shit, man.
You wouldn't hit a bat with glasses, would you? Remember that one, the Transylvania one with Dracula?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
MTS.
I got to figure out that sweet spot of Bugs Bunny 1950s.
The time frame? Yeah.
Like, I got to
get... There's a sweet spot.
Yeah, and I want every one of those. I want all of them, because, man, that right in that 50s, you know...
Yeah.
Was it early to mid or...
Yeah, you start getting into the 60s, and they start getting a little wonky.
Yeah. Boy, that sweet spot there in the 50s, man, all of them were just...
Oh, they were fucking heaters, every single one.
High up now on a bad day for a former knight, MTS.
Thank you. Yep.
Maurice, well, tonight the palace has said that while Andrew continues to deny any wrongdoing, its thoughts are with survivors of abuse.
Arise, sirloin of beef. I remember being 10 or 11 and that joke whipping my ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it still whips my ass 40 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
But the message is clear. King Charles is drawing a line between the family he leads and the institution he must protect.
Yeah, because Charles is the saint in this.
Only took a decade. Let's see.
Man, I've been getting clips again for that show.
Clips? It's clips again?
I got clips again, like I did last summer.
Like we did last summer.
Jesus.
Clips again, like we did last year.
Swear to God, your chubby checker's better now than it was then.
Swear to God, I am. Anyway, you're getting clips.
I don't know for that show.
I'm sorry, buddy. I just
animated show, The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
And him sitting there, mummy, please, mummy. He just shits on Camilla, and she don't say a goddamn word.
Nope.
Horse-faced bitch.
She looks better now than she did back in the days.
Hard to believe, but yes, a little bit.
She does. It's wild.
There are falls from grace, and then there's the fall of a man who was once called His Royal Highness.
It's that pussy does it to you, man. It's what?
You suppose he made them chicks, them fucking 12-year-olds, call him that when they were blowing him? Oh. You suppose? I bet he did. Call me Randy Andy. your Highness.
Sirloin of Beef. Which is our show title now.
Sir Pedophile. Sirloin of Beef is our title.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Sir Kid Toucher.
Sir Toucher of Kids.
Prince Andrew is set to lose his prince title and to leave his mansion in the royal town of Windsor,
according
to a shock statement tonight by Buckingham Palace.
All those years you fuck kids, and then 10 years.
Ten years.
All right. Now
we got to do something about this.
In it says King Charles has quote initiated a formal process to remove the style, titles, and honors of Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew will also.
We have to initiate the process. No, you just don't call him that anymore because it don't mean shit
anyway.
It doesn't mean
anything. I know. I understand.
Idiots.
Will, quote, now be known simply as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. And formal notice has now been served to surrender the lease on his home, the Royal Lodge.
So.
I wonder how many Royal Lodges he gave out at the island.
And if you're like me, you wonder, you know, where is he going to live now?
Who cares?
Well,
he lives in the street.
No, you know better than that. It's a house that got passed down from the Queen to Charles. It's a private residence.
Right.
That he's going to be able to live in now.
Oh, yeah.
The move follows years of controversy over Andrew's association with convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, as well as allegations of abuse by Virginia Giuffre.
No, no. Jeff Epstein, the financier.
Yeah, no. It was good with money. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a great clip out there with Jim Downey on the Conan podcast. It's a year or two old by this point. But Downey is pretending that he doesn't know, like he's friends with
like
Epstein.
Seriously pretending he doesn't know?
He's pretending he doesn't know, okay. For the joke.
I got you, okay.
But he's pretending he doesn't know, like he and Epstein are great friends, but he doesn't know that there's all these issues. It's so funny.
Epstein. I see it.
No one criticizes him, and yet...
Oh, wait a minute.
That is a double standard.
Jim,
it's wrong.
Jim, hold on. Much has been said about Jeffrey Epstein. Terrible things.
I'm talking about Jeff Epstein, the New York financier.
Yes, we're talking about the same Jeff Epstein.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I never heard.
Oh, it was a big story in the news. Huge.
No.
Yes, for you to say no one ever
Jeff
said.
Jeff Epstein.
Yes.
Jeff Epstein.
Yes, the financier.
With the island.
Yes, he had an island that I've never been to. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, with respect, if there was some news about Jeff Epstein, I would have heard.
No, I don't know what rock you've been under. It was a huge story, and I have to, Jeff Epstein is, I have to tell you, he's gone. He's dead.
What do you mean?
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Sorry, nice try. If Jeff Epstein were deceased, I'm pretty sure I would know about it. Now, I admit, I've not. Probably since the pandemic, I have not talked to him.
That would make sense. He's been dead for a number of years, Jim.
I'll tell you, there's one easy way. Let's call Ghislaine Maxwell.
No, we're not calling Ghislaine Maxwell.
You're not.
Why not? Okay.
She's in prison. She's imprisoned for crimes she committed with Jeff Epstein.
Ghislaine's in prison.
Yes. Stop calling her Ghislaine. How do you know these people? Jim.
Conan.
Jim.
All right.
Jim, listen.
Okay.
Listen
I'm
to
just
me.
Saying, I don't. I'm your friend. You know what? It doesn't matter what you do in your private life.
I don't do anything in my private life.
So funny. Wow.
Holy fuck, that's is good. That the funniest? God damn.
Who met Andrew when she was just 17.
She was only 17. She was hot, too, at 17. There's a picture of her with Andrew.
Yeah.
She's 17, but she looked 14, and that's probably why they liked her.
Died by suicide earlier this year.
Wink.
After receiving a multi-million-dollar settlement from Andrew. Earlier this month, he relinquished his remaining titles, including the Duke of York, ahead of the posthumous...
Sir Loin of Beef.
Including the Loin of Beef.
I swear to you, on my mother's tombstone, I remember being like 10 and laughing balls off at that scene.
Yeah.
Sir Loin of Beef.
And I think, the names were great, but the voice that they used for the caricature,
Mel
the voice
Blake
was fucking fantastic.
Fucking
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Arise. Arise. Sir Loin of Beef.
Wham. He just keep beating his ass with that scepter.
Tonight on Fox 10 Investigates, a Superior Court judge abruptly resigns after an incident with police, but Yavapai County did not release details.
Well, that was their audio issue, ours.
Right.
Initially, on what led up to the resignation.
That's where we come in. And now Prescott Police body cam footage shows the judge allegedly urinating in the street.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Fox 10 investigator Justin Lum has the video, the report, the court filings.
I have to listen to you.
After confirming the identity of the public official.
Uh-huh. She, it's a she.
Uh-huh.
Pissing in the street.
Uh-huh.
Which,
and throwing up.
And she's a pig. A pig woman.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This is disgusting.
Look at that. It's just time for a little drinky poo.
Why is this drinky poo? Right past the fucking click.
It's after 1:30 in the morning on October 4th, and the woman who just pulled up her pants, sitting on the bench, is now face to face with Prescott police. She is Judge Pro Tempore Christine Schaff Olson. The location is known to many as Whiskey Row at Montezuma and Gurley Street on the same block.
Well, that's your first problem. What do you expect her to do at Whiskey Row?
No shit.
Is the courthouse plaza where Schaff Olson works.
I don't want to have a drink in public now at this age, let alone get hammered and piss on the street. Someone with a real job. Like, this is a judge,
yeah,
this woman.
Right.
Or was.
Yeah, it was.
A source
yeah,
who wishes
judge.
To remain anonymous obtained this body cam footage, providing it to Fox 10. As the officers try to identify her, Schaff Olson's husband gets involved.
This fucking...
This hump, yeah.
This bulky head cocksucker right, yeah, comes strolling in.
Yeah, he's going to run the show.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you her husband?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you hang out over by the cab for me?
Nope. Come on.
Yeah, you can, because I'm conducting an investigation.
For what?
Because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several
nope,
people.
That wasn't her.
That's Jason.
Oh, nope, not us.
Fucking, I just...
1:30 in the morning. Nobody else around. No, it wasn't us. Nope.
I need you to stand over there by the cab. Nope.
Nope.
And that... I just... One bullet to one kneecap.
I was just going to say, why can't you fucking kneecap him?
I just want him.
Yep.
And he can scream over by the cab.
Exactly.
I just...
Like fucking... who played Curly Bill in Tombstone? Played... Tolliver, goddammit, Powers Booth.
Yeah, yeah.
In the very first scene of that movie when the cowboys all go to that Mexican wedding and they're talking to the cop that they went, you know, went to kill. Somebody get that speck on his knees. Boom. Shoot him right in the fucking knees.
I just.
Yeah.
Man.
No, I'm with you.
And it's tough intellectually for me because I understand that. That kind of a police state is how you get people to behave. But it's intellectually, I know that's not the way to do it.
Right.
But man, I want that guy's fucking kneecap blown out in that situation. I told you twice. You go over by that fucking cab, I'm going to blow your goddamn brains out.
Yep.
And it just, that's what my, every fiber of me wants that so bad. But I know it's not the way.
I know. Well, yeah, I hear
Olson,
you.
The judge's husband, and also the parks and recreation manager for the town of Chino Valley.
Now that lines up.
Police say Olson did not listen to instructions to back away, and as he's being detained, officers say he resisted arrest by tensing up his right arm before being taken to the ground.
Get your ass on the ground, dude.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
Get your ass on the fucking ground. Get on the ground.
They put me in the ground.
They put me in the ground. He goes, get your ass on the fucking ground. You fucking hump.
Tensing up his right arm before being taken to the ground.
Get your ass on the fucking ground, dude.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Oh, yeah, you're a badass when you're fucking...
Yeah.
Now you're not doing anything.
Oh, no.
5:15, we're fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I just gotta fucking...
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying you gotta put the barrel in his mouth and blow his brains out, but maybe you blow out one of his cheeks.
Yeah.
You know, like just to fucking shoot like some meat out of his fucking cheek and just.
Yeah, just put a hole in it.
I need you to shut the fuck up and sit down for 10 minutes while I do this.
That's all I'm asking you to do.
And if you don't, you're going to lose a fucking patella. Okay?
Grab the cuffs.
The police report says Schaff Olson showed signs of intoxication.
No.
No.
Come on.
And slurred
fucking
her speech.
Whiskey Row strikes again.
Yeah. fucking booze snuck up on her. Whiskey yep. Row caught her unawares.
Chef Olson was appointed as a judge for Yavapai County Superior Court in 2023. She was a partner for her own law firm for 2 years and has been practicing law for a decade.
It was the law firm of Dewey Cheatham and Howe. Apparently, it was a law firm where you could drink at your desk, I guess.
And piss and shit at your desk, too, apparently.
Man, that's living. You know. That is living.
According to her LinkedIn resume, if you listen closely, she emphasizes her official title.
Minimum, you're getting a ticket.
My name is Judge Olson. You have to do this. Do you know who I am?
Do you know I'm the liquor?
Some people ask me, am I still the liquor?
You know, you're wondering whether I'm still the liquor. No. Guess what? I'm on top of the liquor.
Ah.
I am the monkey in charge of the bananas.
I am the monkey.
What's my secret?
In charge of the bananas.
This little device right here. I just take a little blow. And it tells me when it's time for a little top-up.
Top-up.
Because when I first got this, I used to ride it around 0.20, which is fucking wasted, 24-7. But now, I leave it at 0.12, which is perfect. It's right in the fucking slot. Just past the click. That wonderful moment. Just like Julian. I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Oh,
look at that. 0.10. Time for a little drinky poo. Cheers, genitals.
Cheers, genitals. You have to do this. You know who I am? I am Judge Olson.
The report also says several witnesses walked by minutes earlier and waved the officer down after they saw the judge urinating.
Are they visiting? I have no idea. She's useless. She can't even spell her name.
She's useless. Hey, you stand over by the cab and shut the fuck up, all right?
He reached out to the Yavapai County Superior Court for comment.
What a dumb name for a county. Yavapai County?
No, everything's a fucking native name down there.
The court administrator's initial news release just days after the incident.
I got a release for you.
Said Chef Olson resigned to attend to personal matters.
Yes, her galloping alcoholism.
The latest statement from Yavapai County Superior Court says, in part, the Superior Court is aware of the allegations against Judge Christine Chef Olson. This information was brought to.
Do you know who I am? I am Judge Olson.
To the court's attention on October 4th. Judge Chef Olson accepted full responsibility and formally submitted her resignation on Monday, October 6. To ensure coverage of her calendar, Judge Chef Olson agreed her last day on the bench would be October 31.
All right, this is your...
I fucking love this. She just spent 3 weeks just going, fuck. I am so fucked
here.
Oh,
I'm so fucked.
Citation, it's a misdemeanor for urinating or defecating in public, okay? So you're going to have to sign it, promising to appear in court in about a month, all right? Your husband's going to be transported.
I'll be at court tomorrow morning for work, you fuckhead.
I'm going to be right there.
I go to court every day.
9 o'clock. You know, you may be asked, am I still the pisser? No.
Court to the Yavapai County Jail. He'll be booked in there.
Jason Olson was cited for resisting arrest, interfering with a crime.
I would have wished she'd have been so out of it that she would have tried to try her own case right there on the spot.
I find you not guilty.
I find me not guilty.
Oh, well, thank you.
You can go, Judge. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate the consideration. Sirloin of beef.
Scene investigation and obstruction of government operations.
Officer line of beef.
I find me not guilty. Well, thank you very much. That's the least I
can. You can take the citation and shove it up your ass.
It's the least I could do.
Ha ha ha.
His employer, the town of Chino Valley, has not responded to our request for comment. Body cam footage shows Judge Schaff Olson struggling to sign the citation.
Jesus Christ.
Right here on the screen. On the screen.
Fucking God. Fucking God. One eye fucking closed. Oh, fucking pie. I can't even fucking... Got the pen upside down, I'm sure, you know.
Could you flash a light on this? I can't see.
Well, on the screen.
What? On the screen?
The town of Chino Valley has not responded to our request for comment. Body cam footage shows Judge Schaff Olson struggling to sign the citation.
Nope, right here on the screen. On the screen.
Well, on the screen.
On the screen?
Are we good now? Because I need a drink.
I am fucking... How dry I am. Is this out of the screen?
Her attorney tells Fox 10 that she had some sort of medical issue that night.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Isn't that great when people get drunk and caught? It's always a medical issue.
She was fucking hammered is what happened.
Which has no bearing on her performance as a judge. No. And he's confident that when more information comes to light in the appropriate forum, the matter will be resolved favorably.
when lawyers
are just the fucking worst.
When more information comes to light, when we put our spin on this in the proper forum, meaning we go somewhere where people like us and will listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Justin Lum for Fox 10 Investigates.
Jesus Christ. Boy, she was fucking hammered.
On the screen.
Yep. You pig woman. Yes. On the screen.
It's great to have you spend an evening at home for a change, Jeff.
Yes. Okay, so now they're we're on the next scene. Jeff is sitting at what can only be described as a press board
card table. Yeah.
And he's playing checkers with his father,
his old man,
who looks like he should have been hosting the Tonight Show in 1957. And well, I'm glad you spent the night at home, Jeff.
Yeah.
I was worried about the quality of your breath.
Probably served at fucking Iwo Jima and, fucking goes into these fucking flashbacks on a nightly basis.
And he did it for this, to come home and play checkers with
fucking idiot kid.
Exactly.
Quite a while since we played.
Yes.
Your move.
Say something, Jeff. Jesus Christ, this guy's...
That's because you cheat, Father. You're a cunt.
Quite a while since we played.
Nothing. Dead silence, yeah, right?
Your move.
He said,
what are they?
Line, please.
What are they going live to Jeff at the scene? Is that where there's a 4-second delay there?
Your move.
Oh, play, cunt.
This Marie Miller you've been dating seems
Jesus Christ, now he's going to bring up Marie, too.
Jesus fucking Christ. Get off my
you
dick,
fucking
Father.
Fucking leave me alone about Marie?
Good Lord.
God, yes, I fucked her, Dad, okay? God, stop asking.
But I didn't just fuck her. I beat her pussy into oblivion.
Jesus.
Yes, she is.
Yes. She seems lovely.
My move again.
Are you sure you want to move there?
I guess I better not play anymore tonight. I'm not so hot.
Sorry, all Dad. Right. I was thinking about pussy.
I've got pussy rot brain, Father.
Yes, boy, I tell you, that's no lie there.
Is that the mom back there in the corner?
Yeah.
Looking all fucking heebie-jeebie. Jesus.
Shovel-faced McGillicuddy. You fucking big white ass, beat it.
Don't you have a rug to beat or something, lady?
Yeah, really. Do you have a fucking cake to bake? Beat it. What are you doing in the room with the men?
Right. Who the fuck let her in?
Yeah, really.
Jesus. Did you go smoke a cigarette or something?
1951, defying its traditions.
Oh,
something else on your mind?
Yes, well.
The kids have all got the idea that Marie and I are going steady.
Oh, no.
Wait a second.
Dad has got...
Check this out. Hang on.
Marie and I are going steady.
Hang on. I think we figured out where Hitler's been hiding out.
Yeah, he was hiding out with fucking these Jeff's
Look
dad.
At this. That could, yeah.
That part's a little off. You're not wrong there.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd like to get up and adjust my pants, which are up to my nipples.
Jesus Christ, they really are. Fuck.
Fucking Andy Rooney waistline beat it. Holy shit. Well,
he couldn't rub his own nipples if he wanted to.
Well, not for $100,000 he couldn't rub his own nipples. Through those tough skin pants. Why are they hiked up so damn high?
Because it was 1951.
Well, all right, but gee
whiz.
Never
knew when the flood was coming back.
That's true. But my cuffs are bone dry.
Jesus.
Said Milhouse.
My cuffs are bone dry.
You haven't dated anyone else for quite a while.
But we haven't agreed on anything. I mean, we haven't even talked about going steady. We just...
You just sort of... Go steady.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the best way to go about
it. You know, the best thing that you...
Go. Go. I'm sorry.
You know, I may look like Fred Gwynn's father, but I'll tell you this.
Maybe he was going to tell him, just get into the Jew-killing business with his
Jesus
old man.
Christ. How do you feel about the Jews, Jeff? Well... Father, frankly, I hate him so much I'm thinking about converting to Islam. Yeah. Well, good.
I'll be frank with you, Ann. I mean, Dad.
I enjoyed that very much. That reference to that senseless tragedy.
I'll be frank, Ann. I mean, Dad.
Frank, Ann. Okay. I'll be Margot Frank.
About it. You've dated Marie a few times. Enjoyed the dates together.
Yes.
Oh,
you have a habit of dating each other. As long as you don't make any commitments, as long as you don't expect too much of each other.
Guy looks like he's going to be starting a fucking amusement park in Florida here in a few years. You know?
I'd like to talk to you some more about this, but I have to go down to the local radio station and protest rock and roll. And the mixing of the races at dances.
I heard that new Crickets record the other day, and boy howdy, did it set my blood aboil.
I am offended. Beyond my sense to express it.
Buddy Holly's got to go.
He really does.
I hope he dies in a plane crash.
He dies in a plane crash in 10 years.
Best thing that could happen would be for him to plummet to the ground in a plane crash.
You know, I don't like that Richie Valens and the Big Bopper
either. I
don't
like them either.
No.
Hello, baby. Goodbye, motherfucker.
You know who I do like, though? Waylon Jennings.
Yes.
I hope he's spared.
Yeah. Going to be a big country star someday.
Very silly.
Do like that Waylon Jennings.
You have to be 72 to get any reference to this show.
Anything in this show.
Sorry, folks.
Yep.
Sorry you're not old.
It's funny, Dad. I had expected you to be mad when I told you. A couple of years ago, you used to worry if I...
Guy looks like he should be playing bass for the Stone Temple Pilots.
That's so fucking...
Is it good? I mean, that's
so good, man. Sweepy haired Ronald Reagan ass. Well, I like to hear knees get dirty, Dad. Well, all right, fair enough, Ronnie.
I dated the same girl twice in a row.
Yes, Mother and I used to worry about you going steady.
Yes.
Still do some.
Wow.
But you're older now.
You know, Mom's face is as wide as it is tall. It's,
it's, yeah.
Her face is symmetrically perfect. It's really something.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking horse face woman. She's terrible. How did those two mongrels produce a decent-looking boy like that? He's hunky, man.
He was hired for this film, so...
Oh! Oh! Okay.
Not a real
You're
family.
You're saying I should stop suspending disbelief.
Yes.
Understand. I apologize.
That's a good talk, Jeff. I'm going to go upstairs and fuck your mother.
I'm going to stick it dry in your mom's shitter. It's called Painal.
Painal?
Yes. I had a girl tell me she was into that once.
What, Painal?
Yeah. And I, well, this is very nice for you, but I don't think this is going to be something we're going to do together.
Be for me, thank
no,
you.
No, thank you. No. Hard pass.
Think that you're better able to cope with the problems that go with going steady.
Yes.
You've played the field for 2 or 3 years, Jeff. Now you begin to settle on one girl. To date her rather steadily for a while. Yes. Of course,
hence the term, going steady.
Yes, get it? It's very subtle.
They were very clever in the 50s.
Well, I know.
First time you go steady, you don't expect it to be permanent.
Oh, permanent.
Mother and I went steady for quite a while. But it wasn't the first time for either of us.
What your father means is you'll likely go steady with...
Man, Mom looks tired.
Boy.
Ooh, Vivian Vance's older sister. She is a fucking mess.
Why did all the women look the exact same back then?
But she's probably 40 and she looks 72.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, man. Wow.
Several different girls before you begin to think seriously about marriage.
Fuck marriage.
Oh, well. Who's thinking?
Yeah, fuck marriage, Mom.
No,
I'm laying pipe till the day I die.
Honey, when I'm out of pussy, I'm going to start fucking dudes. No way, Mom.
This dick is getting buried in something.
Yeah.
Thinking about getting married.
A lot of young people do actually drift into marriage.
All right, Dad, relax.
Without first finding out how they get along with more than just...
Careful, that fucking German accent's going to start coming out there.
Yeah, he's going to start fucking...
Al.
Screaming at you in some foreign language.
One person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I understand better now. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Let's play some more checkers.
Didn't he also sing a song called Garden Party?
It's a Ricky Nelson joke. Wow. In case you think the reference couldn't get any older, it's a 70-year-old song.
They're going back in time.
Yes.
The references are.
Let's pay.
I guess I can skin you again.
Ah, yes.
What?
Well...